idées. Les secondes du LP2I en parlent.
Welcome to Delta FM. I will meet you on the company of Matthew and Hiyue. During this show, we talk about robots. But right now, the summary. Hiyue speak about Tuca, an industrial robot, and we will do a little debate. But for beginning, Matthew talk about the origin of robots.
The first robot was created by Karel Čapek. It's a Czechoslovakian writer. For Čapek, robots were used as electronic servants who turn on their master when given emotion. That is why he created this name for them. In his language, robota means slaves. NASA is the first organization to make a robot and send it in space or to a planet to explore it. In 1941, Isaac Asimov was the first science fiction writer to use a robot in books. He created the word robotics. Then in 1961, the cinema start using robots in film. In 1961, they are used in a factory too. But the robot must be less intelligent than humans. If they are more intelligent than humans, maybe we will have some serious problems.
Thank you, Matthew. You're still with us on Delta FM for the second part of the radio show. Now we are going to debate about the robot. The question of this debate is, are you against or for to have a robot in your house? For example, to do housework or play with you. Here, you're beginning. Can you tell your opinion on robot, please?
In my opinion, I think it's benefit for us to have a robot in our house, not only to use for helping you doing housework or watering plants, but also to use for teaching you something which is necessary.
Okay, good. Thank you very much, Hiyue. And you, Matthew, what do you think?
I'm very against, because the robot can be dangerous. It can have a wrong decision and serious consequences. People can pirate the robot and take of control or spy you in your home with the camera. If the robot is more intelligent, he can do what he wants. Maybe the robots are dangerous in some place, but in most of time they can help us to do the things we can do. Also, robots are more intelligent because the inventor wants to make it more helpful. So I think they can find a good way to solve this problem.
Yes, maybe, but they remain robots, not human, so we can't know if they make a decision like break a TV or invade you when you are sleeping in your room. They can be very dangerous when these things happen.
Okay, so we are two camps. We have, in the first time, Hiyue. You think the robots are good and benefit for humans. And in a second time, we are Matthew. For you, the robots are very dangerous and out of control. Thank you all for your participation on this debate. Now, Hiyue, let's go telling something about Tuca, an industrial robot.
Tuca is an industrial robot. They can contribute to a rapid augmentation of the productivity. Since 30 years ago, their robot has been very present in the industry. Their Tuca robots are used in lots of areas. They are robust, accurate with laser precision and secure. Their costs are a little expensive. With Tuca robots, you can do everything you like.
Thank you, Hiyue. And Matthew, for your participation to the emission. We meet soon for a new emission. It was Luca Live Delta FM. Oh yeah!
MID, les secondes du LP2I en parlent.
salut. Tout le groupe, comment est-ce que vous dites une émission de radio?
Une émission?
Non.